Walk. I mean, yeah, could be better, but I mean,
I never seen that leg issue. Never. Yeah. Since a year there, I got mad this morning, and I took all the fucking things to the lawyer, all the fucking papers.
Yeah.
Fuck. Hey, can't sleep at night. I heard this guy there, and I got him in Ottawa, got some tires for his Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the hell happened. I phoned him up to come to work. He doesn't want to come to work. So finally the other day, he was waiting for this fare. And the guy, I phoned him to see what was happening. And he says, well, he says, the guy, come and get it. What? What do you mean, come and get it? Well, he says, he came and get it. It was a Jeep? No, it was the same guy that was with you. Mm. But he says, he picked up the fare.
Okay.
What is it? What kind of car? Hyundai? But I says, you're supposed to, I paid the tires. Mm. You're supposed to let me know. A good thing I hold on money to him. I was working half of the fucking time with smoke here. He's what, 3 years, 4 or 5 years back he was here with another guy, and they were smoking dope there. And then I left. I come here, and your father was madder than hell. It was fucking grease all over the place. And I said, people walk in by here, you can't have nothing here.
Yeah.
The other day, it's with me, it's winter, it's working with me, fucking butch all over the place. I says, listen, you're going to get a can if you want to smoke. You don't smoke in my truck and you don't smoke in the building. You're going to get a can. So anyway, he's making fire for burning the papers that I got at home and the garbage. I put them separate, and then the paper, I burned them all up.
Hmm.
That's funny, eh? Take old papers and you all...
make a log or...?
You try to bend it for the page. And now today, fucking bad.
Well, they're not as...
I know a book of Bell Telephone.
Yeah?
The guy used to cut it in two and cut it and tore it.
He would be able to tear it, yeah.
But he had to be strong. But now this fucking paper today is worth nothing.
Cheaper.
Cheap, you know? Like everything else, I guess. Anyway, you put the can there. You put the can there with all the bush. You picked them up, she said.
Now
I come back. Holy fucking butch are all with rain. All the butch are out in the garden.
Oh, no.
I threw them in the garden. I burned them.
Okay.
So, you know. But you tell him something, he doesn't listen.
Mm.
You know, he thinks so. Anyway, one day, Carter burned the truck. We're here with nothing to do. You know, well, I can put it on. It was fairly cold, but I said, you sure you can put it on? You want me to put the doors against the door? There was a boat there. I jacked them up. Got underneath, put the starter on. New starter, rebuild. So anyway, I said, I'll back down to, it was running. I'll back down to get it. So I start the truck again. The fucking starter stayed on.
Okay.
I said, hurry up. And disconnect the fucking good thing. Disconnect the cable, the ground cable. I don't know what, you know, and the fucking starter is going to burn.
Shit.
I says, no, if it burns in the middle of the day, what are we supposed to do here? Look at each other, call a taxi.
Shit.
Yeah, but you know, he never thinks of nothing. He never.
You still got him, or he's
I don't know. So I told him, I said, this morning, like, so anyway, he phoned a fucking guy, one of his guy friends, on one day, I'm waiting for you for an inspection. I got a job. That's two weeks ago. No answer. Didn't answer his phone. So next day he phoned. He said, you phoned me? I said, hey, that's the phone you have every fucking day to want to work. You're supposed to come in every day.
Hmm.
And he sits at home before I leave at half an hour. You know, he brings coffee and he's okay. I says, hey, something. I can't pay. You know, you got to do some work.
Mm-hmm.
So we did the roof there, stretch the thing. Still smoking that thing over.
Still smoke.
Anyway, that's the thing. I give him a gallon of tar. I made the box to reach the roof. And I put some glue. And I said, put some tar all around. Anyway, and a woman says, it's leaking inside the building. So I went down there, didn't put no. Well, you didn't tell me to put that. I says, Christ, you know, you're supposed to know everything, you know. I says, everything, you know, that he does, the jack He jacks it up and lifts it like that. After it's up to the truck, there, I said, it's supposed to take it down if it hits, you know? Hmm. But I fucking put two new jacks on that fucking thing. Did you see the little trailer over the picture?
I haven't seen it in a while. I know, yeah. We'll have to, at some point, the farmers will need the road,
oh,
eh?
Going,
you got us.
We put it there because it was wet the other day. It's all finished.
You got it, okay.
You know what that can of paint is?
No.
That's the can of paint I found in the shed. 1991.
1991? Okay.
And it's caramel, but it's expensive paint.
Okay.
By the way, it's all nothing.
All right, so all the
roots. Two cars and everything. So I painted two coats, and he painted that as well. And that's another paint I had. I changed the color again.
Cool. So now,
inside they're all finished inside. It's a 100-pound last one. Not even finished. 100 pounds.
100 pounds?
About half of it. They heat 1 month and a half.
Okay.
In the cold air, it leaves the pilots at night.
Not bad.
The fridge, the stove, and the furnace.
Now, oh, you did it. It looks real good. Compared to what it did before, that's for sure.
Well, they took the floor, and the guy made a fucking mess with the floor.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's maybe. And then I bought some of those tiles that stick.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That,
Yeah,
put some glue in. Well, at least, it looks better than it did.
All, I took all the cupboards out from there.
The roof is all done, that's good.
Yeah, I took all the new roof, a new ceiling, and a new floor. I got a half inch and 3/8 on top.
Right.
Plywood.
You're going to sell it or are you going to go camping?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you ever thought, Bob, at some point?
No, but what's happening is it's light, and if a guy decides on the weekend to go someplace, the size would be at the truck.
Yeah.
You know, in the car. Because the other one's so fucking heavy.
I know.
You can't, you gotta have a big truck. And I don't know. Everything's worth nothing. You know, nothing. Nothing's worth nothing.
No, well, that's it.
They want everything. Yeah, I got some fucking stove inside, nice stove.
No one's buying now. Yeah. That's hard, eh?
That's got to go there, too.
Oh, the scrap, yeah?
No, that's the scrap. You heard what happened?
No.
They got caught. They owe millions to the government, government.
They
paid no tax.
Oh, okay.
There's marijuana in there, and there's about everything.
So now what?
Lawyer Le Chapelle, my friend.
Now,
every time he sees me, he says, hey, they didn't throw you in yet. He got caught for 1 ton. I don't know if you've seen it in the paper.
No, I haven't. I haven't.
One ton, that's 10 million.
Jesus.
And then a car stolen. There's 6 guys in there. You know, what, guns and money.
And all from the scrapyard?
That's not the one here. That's
okay.
Le Chapelle, the lawyer.
Oh, okay.
The one I used all the time.
So wait, sorry, the lawyer had
lawyer
was involved?
The lawyer got caught there about a month and a half. He's closed now. But somebody else took his paper.
So you're talking about that thing, having to find a buyer for that.
Yeah, but this here, too, was I didn't put it on. Maybe put it on KKG.
Yeah, Kijiji, someone might, yeah.
There's a couple of guys, when I come up here the other day, the guy that had the IGA in Ventlikil.
Okay.
He's come up there, and I don't know where he's going. He says looking for a job. He quit.
He used to work at the IGA, you mean?
He was working, the boss there. He was working.
Oh, okay.
And he had that trailer in the back there. He had a red trailer in the back doing, parties and stuff like that. Somebody went in there and burned it.
Oh,
but it's all steel. It didn't burn, the grill, and they burned the inside, but it's all steel. But anyway, I says, well, I said, we're looking for a bus. I says, I know where there's a couple bus. One been parked for it, and all that. There's got a key down there. I says, one of the shops that's got everything in it. I says, said, I see you. Yeah, follow me. And Hal was there. And I said, the hell, but the hell seemed to think that was going to Bowles Brewery.
The bus?
Yeah.
Oh, well, the bus right now, there's no one really interested right now. I've showed it to a few people.
Mm-hmm.
Even my sister at one point was interested in maybe doing something with it, so.
The fucking laws.
Well,
that
I mean,
one there, I don't know if you've seen that one at the Shorty there?
There's a snack thing?
The one there that's standing up, it was all crooked. He put some blocks, he thinks he's gonna go open that.
The snack, the
yeah,
truck there?
Right at the,
yeah.
He's not gonna open that. Got no fan, like the restaurant. I told him the restaurant what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have fan, round fan like the bus there.
Mm.
Oh, no, they cut the boiler out and they did everything. So, okay. So anyway, I went in there and I said, you got to get a hood. You got to galvanize hood. You can't do that. Metal falls in the fucking pizza or whatever. It's no good.
Yeah.
You know? And somebody told him that all the stoves are all finished. So anyway, he went to Ottawa, he bought all new stoves. Just not new, but rebuilt.
Just rebuilt, okay.
And then the guy put the hood and they're working on it. He says they did the job complete. You know, they're gonna get him going. It must be a guy from natural gas, I don't know who it is.
Yeah.
But it's when you open the inspector.
Yeah, well that's the... There's so many,
There's so many, you know the problem?
Mm-hmm.
Fucking jealous.
Mm.
Jealous. The jealous, you know, he's got a trailer. You see the one on the, I had present the thing there to her. The one on Ann.
Oh, Ann Shipstand?
Yeah, I want
well,
to
she's
see
shut
her.
Down now too.
Well, that's why. You know?
Because the inspectors?
Well,
I never knew what was the...
Well, there was an inspector. And I says, what's wrong with it? Well, I don't want a bus. She bought this truck from beside the little truck that's sitting there. That's
okay.
Big
she
enough
that
for
thing?
Me, you know, for probably for small, not doing everything.
Yeah.
Well, I says, well, because in that bus it's too short. I says, come on, go and see that one there. And I says, I made the hood, you know, that thick. Even if you're tall, you don't have to go. In.
Yeah.
You can go underneath it. You gotta lean down to go down to the plate. You don't touch the fucking ceiling. I says, it's made in purpose. And I says, we spent money, all kinds. This thing was done in one year.
You did the bus that time?
No. I finished that one.
Okay.
And if you got fucking oil stuff in there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's happening? The people are stupid because they spoil the wood, eating with wood.
Mm.
They spoil the fucking oil. You know, you have to have a tank, and you can't have it in the house now.
Mm.
The insurance,
yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
And now, what do you think is going to happen there, Rigo? I took some picture of that yesterday.
Mm.
Fuck, you can't even get in the street.
Oh, with the flooding?
The guy had that truck. He got him another one. I went and see him. I couldn't get to his place. The cops were there, and he says, you're going? I said, I'm going to see Pierre. Well, he says, I don't know if you can get in there, but try it. I know I come back at fucking water and that road. I don't want to take a chance. Maybe the fucking road then not there. You get in there. But it's a 300 house. And it's not shack. House over a million. But now, you know what's happening. And the people, they're scared. And yesterday I seen at least 20 houses and not some for sale.
No, I have people, they're just
they're
fed
scared,
up with
you know,
flooding.
They say they're old people, and they say, this happened. You know, some of them are not even insured.
Okay.
You know?
Get out while they can, eh?
So they'll lose everything that they got. There's fucking furniture in the water, and they're worth nothing, anyway. Yeah. Now they're flooding the propane, because everybody is giving in to there. The oil guy is starting that, and they see there's two new companies. And now the 20 pound, you pay $6.90. In Costco yesterday, $6.77. So the cage is $23
mm-hmm.
plus tax. It's marking the door. Can't sell propane right now.
Really?
Just imagine, eh? Just imagine the fucking summer's coming.
Yeah.
No fun, you know. And you know, this job that I'm doing now, when I was 14, I would have enjoyed doing that. Fixing old stove and old building. I was 14, I was just dreaming. I was looking in the bush there, and we're on a farm and no money. But I was just drinking, and nobody wants that today. Too much trouble,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
When you do a job and you help everybody, I did the fucking manifold, that nursing home. Mm-hmm. I spent all kinds of money there. I present the bill, he paid me half. He still owes me 2009. And I went in there and I caught them, modifying the new stove. So I says, she doesn't want to see you inside. I says, okay. So it was a the other day, the same guy opened a restaurant. He has an open in Cornwall. And he says, they come up and they close the pizza oven. They don't want, they want the thing, you know. So he says, well.
Do you ever figure at this point retiring soon, you know?
Well, you know, you retire, you're not going to put all that stuff outside. Because me, I still got the business here with the camper. You know, all the campers, I did 13 one year. The other day I did a big one there. There's money in there because, you know, the inspection. Did the inspection. But it's why when you know, we're two, this week somebody backed in, a girl, and she backed in my door. She smashed all my door in, like this there, right up to the. She dropped a little clutch in Pendleton.
Okay.
She dropped the clutch and she hit me in the. So I got the door here, I was going to fix it outside, and then I got the bar, I straightened it out. So then I cut this piece, and I got another door there, and I put the piece in there.
Oh, okay.
Pop rivet.
Ah,
fix it all up.
Nice. Well, that's resourceful.
Yeah. But this was banged right in there, you know. But I got. I was gonna take them off there, and then I found the parts down the bottom.
Oh. Yeah, that's I don't know, things are tough. It's
another way. See what happens there. It's getting better.
Oh.
Not new stove, probably the big one.
Furbish thing, yeah. Something I wanted to talk to you. So my dad's health not doing too great.
Yeah. Well, is he better now?
He's getting there. He's the blood clots have gone away, but his like kidneys are at 50%. He's not he doesn't have the same stamina that he used to. Like it's just,
That's normal. Right?
Yeah.
That's normal.
So anyways, we're kind of in a rough spot right now.
Everybody's in a rough spot.
Yeah.
Not only you. Everybody. You know why?
Yeah.
Because they use the fucking card. The cards are right up to the other end.
Yeah, well, that'll do it.
So now they got to pay it. This guy working for me, he doesn't want to pay them. He owes them a big amount. And he hasn't got no more card, no more visa. I says, the other day, you want these dollars from the state. I says, I got a visa, and I can go, and I got some guys that can do that. So finally, when we got to Ottawa, he changed his mind. He took some tires over there. I says, Christ, it's just a fucking 91 Jeep. You know, you could have got nice tires around here. So finally, he got some BF Goodrich. The guys just had four. So anyway, he left the tire there. And then now, it's a good thing I hold some money. Because, he says, well, we got a TV. We'll find out who it is. There's a TV, so they recommend to get the tire. We'll find out who it is. I says, well, next time I hope it'll be smart enough to get him to sign. He picked up tires up underneath my name. Who is it? We don't know. So I says, well, I got the lawyer if you don't. It's just a big company, Caroline. But here they want to sell it to him, and then we went to Ottawa. We're going for another car. But everybody's in a mess because, there's some help.
Yeah.
Nothing's moving. You know, too many jobs are not moving. And now they're screwing up all the jobs. Look at the wood that they did, you know? They cut all the fucking trees all over them.
Yeah, I know.
Trees is worth something. It always stops the wind.
Yeah, I know. No, that's true.
But money. You can't eat with these.
Yeah. No. Well.
But anyway, we'll see in a couple of months how it goes.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to, you know, mention, because I know with you and Rent, you know, we've been pretty laid back, right?
So many things happen.
Yeah.
When this is gone, I mean, here.
Yeah.
He fucking screwed everybody, this guy. He'll never touch my fucking truck again. You know how much it cost me? I can give you the bill if you want. $3,000 he charged me, that son of a bitch. He still owes me $250 for the barbecue that his son never paid. And he's got no fucking license to operate. You know, he could do everything,
Right.
You gotta pay the license.
Yeah.
You know? Go bankrupt, you're screwed.
Yeah. Well, that's why we figure it wouldn't be, you know, saying, okay, well, you owe us rent and all that, but I think...
Well, if you go the other way, you know, me, the money I spend here, just went even this winter. Eating, I can't, you know, I can't leave the thing outside, nothing. And the worst part is, if it wasn't before, you could sell it back. But you know what it is?
No.
$100 a ton.
Yeah, I can't do that.
You're fucking, you know, it's not worth it.
We're figuring is like, I don't know, like, there is no money anywhere we can't sell. So, wrote up a letter, okay, well, my dad did. This is basically is like, because at some point, cause with our bills, like, you know, electricity and everything.
There's no electricity. I use electricity just when I'm stuck.
Yeah.
In
so, it's basically saying is like, okay, at the end of this summer, and say it's like, you know, since there's no money, you know, you're barely, you know, staying afloat. You got your expenses.
I got the expense in that.
Yeah.
And the truck cost me millions because he didn't fix it right.
Yeah.
You know?
So,
one thing after the other.
Yeah.
I'm not making money. I'm not making money here. I'm making money on the road. But then you got to have customers.
Yeah.
You know? I got a run of gas and I take one tank a year.
Mm.
100 pounds.
Yeah, so we're just, you know, anyways, got the letters. Basically, it's saying, okay, so at the end of August, by September, you've got time to say, it's like, okay, maybe unwinding the business. We won't say you owe anything, but going forward, we want to clear out the place. So.
Yeah.
So, anyways, I've got the letter here. I wrote it out. Anyways, check it out.
Yeah, but anyway, at the moment I can't do anything.
I know.
All year, and you use it all the time. Most of them I did because I'm alone here. Right? I can't, you know. Once in a while a camper comes or there, would have been okay. But for the business, you gotta have a toilet.
Mm.
And the other day they picked it up there. It was full. This is why I gotta take it out and clean it. So I don't know what's going to happen there. Probably install another place, or you know, maybe it was ended there because people were walking by and they could use it. But now it's the
well, we don't have any. Yeah, there's no more camper now. So.
No camper, but people come to the thing.
No. Well, I mean, the farmers now, we still, like I said, for the road, and I'll be using it.
No, but no problem there. The trailer can leave it there.
Yeah.
I don't want nothing in the road.
Generally, everybody I bring, I send to that outhouse. Like, the people, like the parties I'll have, we all go over there.
Because he would, at first when I got there, once a month, clean it. Twice, it says it's full. I got to clean it every week. Wow. Okay. So you clean it every week. But last year, it says July, the 1st of July, there was no trailer here. What do you, you know? Sends me a fucking bill the other day for $800. Come on, since you paid that a year before. There's nothing there, just in case that a customer comes here and he's got to have a camper like this, and he's got to go in, and for a business, you got to have a toilet.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you've got a chip wagon.
Because I haven't had anything last year. Like, I had a bunch of bonfires, but again, I would send everybody to ours.
No, but I mean, one day, went to the lake we used last year, but oh, you didn't come and clean it.
Yeah, yeah, if you didn't come and clean it,
well,
no, that's accumulated over here. Yeah.
No, no, I phoned this morning again, though, and going to find out what happens there.
Okay.
But this fucking nursing home, the fucking TSSA are on your back, and you get a fucking card. Of it. One guy told me, he says, you know something? If that happened to me, I think I'd stop there. You know, $1,800 for a fucking nursery, and I did all their work. They wouldn't pay me. So I said, bring me to court.
So
now this whole lawyer I got this morning, she's the one that fights for that cabin. She's the same thing. She was like the bills at one time.
Even Kijiji, like, well, as you know, I've been trying to sell off stuff here. Like, no one wants to buy anything.
No,
like,
they don't want to pay.
Yeah.
They don't want to pay.
I'm almost giving everything away. Yeah. That sucks. Anyways, Matt, well, read the letter. You'll see where we're coming from. We know you're in a tough spot. We're in a tough spot.
But anyway, I need a place to operate, but I could do that alone. But it's just with the fucking tools and everything that you got to
do. And all those stoves, yeah.
You want to come and see?
Yeah, I mean, look, whoa, yeah, that's cool. What's this? This is a cutter? Oh, did you make that, or?
That was done a while ago, but I painted it up, and I fixed it up. And what you, you know something? This motor has got a clutch on it, and it turns the way you want.
Okay.
So I had it going in, and I said, there's fucking wood coming up, what's up?
Ah,
so looking, he painted, but he didn't, I got to put some mark in.
Oh, seeing which way
it turns that way, so then the wood stays there. But it's a fucking all nice. Wood. Eh?
Nice. Okay. I mean, you look at that. You know, it's like all this. It's actually here's someone you should talk with. Do you know where Mary's kitchen used to be? You know, beside the Windsor. So.
I got some things out of it.
Yeah, okay. Well, basically, people who own it are friends of mine who bought the building. Uh-huh. So they want to start up, I guess, at some point a bakery. So maybe, I don't know.
Well, did they,
Yeah, because they bought the building.
Yeah, but I mean, I got a nice stove there.
There you go. Maybe, Okay.
I mean,
but you can fix that easily.
Oh no, I get the new thing. Okay, I used to pay $200 an old stove. I got the fucking, well, we can use the new one. They did. The stove, the thermostat can be used for 2 hours standing up or this is.
So that's, because I think they were talking about baking. You've got ovens, that's
got
Garland,
that
eh? Okay.
It's natural gas there, right?
Natural gas? I think so. I'm not sure.
I got better than that. I got another one there.
Okay.
That one's just a 6 burner.
Okay. Garland as well?
Yeah,
okay.
Garland, do the same, but the other one's got a plate.
Okay. And so, sorry, you said that was, so how much would you sell that one over there?
I was asking for 15, but...
15, okay.
12 is gone.
12? Right, and then this one?
This is about 1,000.
1,000? Okay. Alright.
The other one's got a grill on it.
Okay, yeah.
And a
back guy. I mean, right now they have to fix the building up first there, but, you know. And this guy. Yeah.
There's that.
Ooh, that's a good weight to that. That's not the thin one, yeah. That's because a lot of the other ones you feel like it's so thin. This one at least doesn't bend when you're...
And then the other one here is another one here. And up.
How much is that barbecue there?
This one's 15. $15 is $2,000. Another one here.
Yeah.
That's a lot smaller. That one's seven.
Seven, eh?
Same thing. But I put all stones.
Yeah? Right, yeah.
I put all stones and then another seven stone and then stone.
Hmm.
Got a side boulder also.
So this one's seven?
Yeah.
I'll have to tell Bridget to come down. These things no one wants, because I've got an electric one, but that's the thing. Is people, that's gas, yeah.
Oh, by the way, I got a nice electric. Never been used in the top.
Never?
Just cooked in the bottom sometime in the oven.
Okay.
Little things. But the top never been used.
So pristine?
Nice stove.
Okay.
That's cool.
Okay.
It's off white.
I'll tell my friends about the these ovens anyway.
That's what you want.
Okay, actually, what I'm going to do, I'm going to take pictures. So that way, so you say that one would be a...
That's a bake oven.
That's a baker's oven?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's got a big fan on it.
And that's a Imperial. Okay. Yeah. How much for that one?
A couple thousand?
All right, around two, okay.
It was this was all new chains. All the top here, new chains, and all
okay.
The racks, and a new burner, and new bottom.
Okay.
You can see there.
I'll take pictures of the other oven there, too. Oh, you got the flashlight?
See the bottom there, all the screws.
Okay, so that's all
new. And then the bottom underneath is new, and the burners.
Okay.
New burners. All that.
Imperial. So that's two. This one is, you said seven.
Yeah, that's
seven.
That's on that. That's on that.
Okay. Okay, those are the legs for it? Okay. Oh, so it's higher than, okay. But this one, this. So that stays at that, but this one is on wheels, so that's the height this one is, okay. Okay, so it was. This one was how much again? 1,000?
1,000.
Okay. And then this was 12-ish. 12 something?
12.
Okay. All right. Okay, and it has. Is that hood a vent or is it just for ventilation or just that's just a. Okay.
It's
right.
Underneath the hood.
I know she's.
And it's got a plate.
I think she probably might be interested in all new pans. She's talking about soups too, so maybe burgers would be good. So I'll tell her.
By the way, there's all kinds of
smell like it's burning, maybe it's just...